At the end of the second quarter of the year, the European Union released 14.6 million cedis as the fourth and final disbursement to government treasury in support of the 2016-2017 Millennium Acceleration Framework, or MAF, operational plan implemented by the Ministry of Health. The support follows a previous disbursement of 118 million cedis in July 2015 and brings the total sector budget support disbursed under the Ghana Maternal Health Support Program since 2012 to 44.5 million euros. We bring you more.
The 2016-2017 Millennium Accelerated Framework Operational Plan, jointly developed by the Ministry of Health and its partners, focuses on refurbishing and equipping health facilities in order to improve maternal and newborn care in Ghana. It takes into account the policy orientation of the health sector towards upgrading of facilities to become emergency obstetric and neonatal care compliant, increasing investments on essential equipment, and strengthening referral systems. The specific objectives are to increase the proportion of pregnant women making at least 4 antenatal visits from 63% in 2015 to 75% in 2017, and the proportion of deliveries attended by a trained health worker from 55.1% in 2015 to 65% in 2017. In terms of medical equipment, the Ministry of Health has allocated 65.7 million cedis to improve service delivery of health facilities across the country. According to the operational plan, this will include the procurement of around 36 infant incubators, 400 V-scans, 15 oxygen cylinders with accessories, and 20 X-ray machines, among others. In the area of infrastructure, there are plans to upgrade health facilities in the country with an allocation of 15.8 million cedis, among which are the construction of 10 additional maternity theatres for high-load hospitals, the upgrading of health facilities within the district to be emergency obstetric and neonatal care compliant, and the extension of the capacity of intensive care units of some health facilities. In addition, 15 new ambulance stations will be established, and the National Ambulance Service will be resourced with 30 new ambulances with onboard incubators. To complement this support, the Ghana Statistical Service in June 2016 received a grant of over 7 million Ghana cedis, equivalent to 1.7 million euros, as part of the EU's institutional support to undertake the 2017 Maternal Health Survey. The 2017 survey will be a follow-up to the 2007 Maternal Health Survey, which will assess the maternal mortality ratio as well as the status of emergency obstetric and neonatal care. It is co-funded by USAID and UNFPA. On the occasion of the disbursement, William Hanna, the ambassador of the European Union to Ghana, expressed his expectation that the Ministry of Health and its partners will make best use of the EU health sector budget support to improve the situation of maternal and newborn care in the country. He said, although a lot has been achieved between the EU and Ghana over the years, more needs to be done, particularly in remote areas in northern Ghana, where too many women still die at childbirth.